Hello.
We're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with news, media organizations, or political campaigns. We're only conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We want to get your opinions as well. We're not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, great. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you definitely vote? You're very likely to vote? Somewhat likely
definitely.
To vote?
Definitely.
Okay, okay. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
About 18, 20.
No, I'm sorry. Is that like college graduate?
Postgraduate.
Just making sure. What's your main racial background, please?
African American.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
81.
Okay. What did the document say? Thank you. Give me a sec. Generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
The right one? Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive, Recreational, and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant land, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against it?
Yes.
You would vote yes. Okay. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against the proposal?
Yes.
Okay, is that definitely yes or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $23 per year. Or number three, I'm fine with the current proposal, which would cost the average Osceola County homeowner $40 per year. Or four, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
Number three.
Number three? Okay. Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Dealing with inflation and high costs of living, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education and local schools, reducing property insurance costs, improving the economy and creating jobs, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, or controlling growth and development.
Okay, which one? Two, three, four?
No, you know what? I know all of them are important, but you need to choose the main one.
Oh,
like the one that they just focus
taxes. Reducing taxes.
Taxes.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
About right, okay. Here we go. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
Definitely trust or just probably?
Yes. No, trust. Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here we go. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Do you approve or disapprove?
Of spending this money?
Right, this way. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
Yes.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Yeah, strongly approve.
Strongly, okay. Another way would be to provide land for trails and passive recreation.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. To preserve natural areas.
Yeah, strongly approve.
Okay. To protect wildlife habitat.
Approve. Strongly approve.
Strongly, okay. To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive land.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. To protect open space from overdevelopment.
Yes, strongly approve.
Okay. To protect drinking water sources.
Strongly approve.
Okay. To provide natural flood water storage to help reduce flooding.
Oh, strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right. Thank you very much for your time so far. We're almost going to be done. So quickly moving on, you're now going to be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it would make you more likely or less likely to support the program. And if it doesn't make a difference, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
First one says there will be an annual public audit of how the funds are spent.
Approve.
Okay. Is it much more likely for you to support the program? Somewhat more. Okay.
Yeah.
The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Strongly.
Okay. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Yes, strongly approve.
Okay. There is a citizens oversight committee that guides the county commission in their decision making.
Strongly approve.
Very well. Thank you. You're now going to be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. And if it makes no difference to you, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Thank you. The changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year. This proposal would help boost the local economy, support our small businesses, and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Very convincing.
Okay. This proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of a continuation of the Environmental Lands Conservation Program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
Convincing.
Somewhat, very, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Well, somewhat. Okay, sorry. Nothing's more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County's water supply.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality in some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, and the last statement says, with land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you say you're definitely voting yes or just probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, okay. So this is the last part of the survey. We're almost done, so thank you once again for your patience. You're now going to be given some statements against the program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing. Same thing we did before, right? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too, not at all, or if it doesn't make a difference. It says, we simply can't trust Osceola County to actually protect these lands. They just allow part of Split Oak Forest land that they said would be protected forever. to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling development. Taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this, because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes.
Not going to.
Not at all, or not to?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million.
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. Next one says, this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
No, not at all.
Not at all, okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not at all.
Sorry. Not at all. Thank you. Last statement says, with inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, sorry about that, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So one final time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of it or no against the proposal?
Yes.
And once again, would you definitely vote in favor of it or probably?
Definitely.
Very well. Please complete the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
No, I don't have any hesitation.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, thank you. As you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect Split Oak Forest. Recently, the county approved building a new toll road through a portion of Split Oak Forest. The project would give 60 acres of land in Split Oak Forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build the new toll road. With whom do you agree more? With opponents who say this project will destroy native wildlife habitat that's been protected for three decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conservation in the future? Or do you agree more with supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of parts of Split Oak Forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land release from Split Oak Forest?
No, the first one.
With opponents, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so now you're going to be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish.
Okay.
This is just for classification purposes only. Okay. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Biden.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Very well. That's it. The survey has been completed, and we really appreciate your participation.
All right.
Have a great day, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.